It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Tim Schafer makes video games, but one type of game he loves is considered out of style.
People come up to me all the time, and they say,
you should make a point-and-click graphic adventure.
You know, I would, except...
adventure games are not dead!
Okay, I'm on your side, but if I were to go to a publisher right now and pitch an adventure game, they'd laugh in my face.
But I have money, and I'd buy a copy.
That's from a video Tim and his colleagues posted to Kickstarter.com. Kickstarter has been around for a while, letting people donate money to game makers or musicians or filmmakers to fund projects, generally for relatively small amounts of money. But Schafer's project is different. He hit his goal of $400,000 in 8 hours, and he brought in over $3.3 million overall from fans who wanted to see the game made. A few weeks ago, the inventor of a docking station for iPhones raised over $1 million. Kickstarter is suddenly kicking expectations. Northeastern University professor Jeff Howe says it's no surprise if you've been following the site.
They've been steadily increasing and doubling everything from traffic to number of projects pledged to the actual dollar amounts given to the number of pledges themselves. So Kickstarter has not changed the secret sauce. They've always had a great secret sauce, and it's just that more and more people are coming into contact with it.
As for which products do well, simplicity sells.
You can think of it this way. If you can condense the idea for the project into a tweet, you're in great shape.
Kickstarter donations aren't investments. You don't get a stake in the product. You might get a copy of the game or a DVD of the movie that you contribute to. William Salmon teaches business administration at Harvard.
People love the association. They love the feedback loop that's built into Kickstarter. They love the memento they might get from having provided some funding.
Kickstarter's growth is drawing notice from more traditional fundraisers. Journalist Amy Cortez has been covering the company.
It's raising more than $2 million a week in pledges. And at that rate, they'll be approaching the entire operating budget for the National Endowment of the Arts. So that sets them up to be the largest source of arts funding in the U.S.
Not all projects are arts-related, but Cortez says Kickstarter-funded films have played Sundance and South by Southwest.
Anybody can fund a project that they like. It's also sort of a threat to the established studios, the traditional gatekeepers like music studios, art galleries, publishers, game studios.
Hey, maybe those traditional studios and publishers could start a Kickstarter page. Characters on The Office sell paper, and that adds to their humorous pathos because the world is using less and less paper. Here's Ryan from that show making a pitch.
I don't want to reinvent the wheel here. In other words, it is what it is. Buying paper just became fun.
Well, good news, Dunder Mifflin. Paper is not a joke anymore. Okay, you've heard of laser printing, right? Scientists at Cambridge University have now developed laser erasing. They use bursts of green laser light to burn the ink off paper. The bursts are short so as to avoid the whole your paper being engulfed in flames thing. And they claim it'll mean you can use a piece of paper and have it look like new up to 5 times. And we all know about touch screens. Well, get ready for touch paper. The Listening Post is a poster being shown off at South by Southwest in Austin. It announces a band playing a show. You touch part of the poster, and it plays music by the band. Read more about paper technology by going to marketplacetech.org and just printing out everything you see. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.